Hi there. The word for you today is respond in a Christ-like way. In Matthew 5, verse 43, Jesus said, love your enemies and let them bring out the best in you. When people mistreat you, Jesus makes it clear how you're supposed to respond. Let me read it to you. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm reading from the Message translation. Jesus said, and I quote, here's another old saying that deserves a second look. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Is that going to get us anywhere? Here's what I propose. Don't hit back at all. If someone strikes you, stand there and take it. If someone drags you into court and sues for the shirt off your back, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. And if someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit-for-tat stuff. Live generously. You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer, for then you are working out your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone, regardless, the good and the bad, the nice and the nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up, kingdom subjects. Now, live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others, the way God lives towards you. Bottom line, respond in a Christ-like way. Okay? That's the word for you today.